This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Oh, but getting a bit patriotic again, and our comprehensive coverage of the US presidential election continues now. Now, we could have spoken to any of the international correspondents about the US election, NBC, BBC, CNN, any of those bloody ones with three letters, really. But we wanted the whole truth, so it's time once again to form the world's biggest pink triangle. And again, we're going to cross to the boys from Calling Long Distance, Gabriel King in LA and Jonathan Knight in London. How are we today, boys?
Vote for us.
Hello.
Now, Jonathan, for anyone who's been living under a beige rock, tell us a little bit about your show quickly.
It's the only podcast show to come from London and LA at the same time, and it's a reality show about two regular gay guys who live in two big cities.
And, of course, you can catch
it. Yeah, we do lots of fabulous things.
You do. You get up to lots of different trouble, don't you?
Yes.
Now, Gabriel, of course, you're in LA at the moment. What's it like in America? Is it crazy over there?
It's nuts. I left very, very extra early this morning because they've been saying that the lines at the polls and everything, because, you know, we're voting today, obviously, that all the lines are going to be really long. So I was on my way to the Calling Long Distance World Headquarters in Los Angeles, and the line to the voting place was out the door, wrapped around the parking lot, down the street, around the block, down the corner. So I had to come into work anyway, but I'm going to leave early and go vote. But yes, everyone's crazy ready to vote.
So does the average Joe vote then? You know, how is it? Because it's compulsory voting here in Australia.
Well, what do you mean? So does the average person vote here?
How many people were expected to vote? Everyone in Australia has to vote. Because people have the option in the U.S., will most people go and vote or not?
Well, you know what? That's an interesting point, because this is actually the biggest... this election, I think, is one of the most important in our history. And for some reason, I mean, people are just really excited and very passionate about politics this time around. And... I think there's, 260 million people expected to vote or registered to vote or something, and it's the highest turnout that I think we've seen in our lifetime. I remember when Clinton was going into office, when it was time to vote for him, nobody was voting. I was in high school, and it was like people didn't care about voting. They didn't know. They didn't understand about it, but, you know, what the vote means, et cetera. But this time, this election, it's very important, and people are really passionate about it. And they're expecting the biggest turnout, I think. So,
and celebrities have really been getting behind it as well. Well, getting behind Barack anyway. We were going through a list before, and they've got Oprah Winfrey and Matt Damon and Madonna and Barbara Streisand. And John McCain's got Tom Selleck, so...
He's got Tom Selleck and what's his name, Fraser.
Oh, we didn't hear that one. Yeah, we had a couple of others, Angie Harmon and Heidi Montag, who we have no idea who they are.
Yeah, in fact.
I don't think Gabriel knows who they are yet. But Gabriel, have you voted or are you voting?
No, I am going to vote, absolutely, and I have not yet voted because, like I said, when I was on my way to the Calling Long Distance headquarters in Los Angeles, the lines were too long, so I'm going to leave just after this phone call and go vote.
And you were telling me before... Sorry, go on, Gabe.
Oh, no, and I just want to say that I'm going to Barack the vote.
Very nice indeed. You said you saw some craziness between someone with Proposition 8, was it, while you were out there as well?
Yeah, do you know what Proposition 8 is?
Remind us anyway.
Okay, well, anyway, so Proposition 8 is basically an amendment... there's an amendment to the Constitution that they want to uphold that says that marriage is only legal and recognizable between a man and a woman. So Proposition 8 is going to basically get rid of that so that anybody can get married. So if you are gay or gay-friendly or just into equal rights as a human being, you would vote no on Proposition 8. And this morning there was this woman with a sign that said vote yes on Proposition 8 because everyone's rallying for it or against it. And this man ran through like four lanes of traffic and ran over to her and took the sign and ripped it up. And she said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "Well, you're taking away my rights. You know, you can't vote yes on Prop 8." And she said, "Well, you can't litter because you just like ripped up the sign and threw it in the street." So people are going crazy. It's really, I've just never seen so many people so passionate about politics. It's interesting.
And it's pretty, like, this election's been, everyone's passionate around the world. I know we've got election parties happening in Australia. Is it crazy in London as well, Jonathan?
It is. The news coverage is like wall to wall, and there's all kinds of things going on all around. There's election parties, there's bars and pubs are having the election on all their screens, and people are going to watch it. It's insane. It's like anyone would have thought we were electing a prime minister here.
And how's everyone going to celebrate when Barack does win?
I don't need to jinx it. Keep your fingers crossed. If Barack wins, which, of course, us sane, intelligent, normal, reasonable people hope he does, I'm going to celebrate. I don't know. I guess I'll just have to go and get drunk. That's standard for celebration for me, really.
That's standard for us in general. That's pretty much what we do best anyway.
It must be a world thing because that's what Australia will do as well.
Oh, funny that.
Well, boys, thank you very much.
You know, for us here in the UK, it also means, you know, for many countries around the world, but in the UK especially, because we're the biggest military ally and, you know, we kiss their behind quite a lot in whatever the US does. So it's important who's going to be president of the US for us here in the UK.
You know what's very interesting, I have to just say, I have to make this point, is that when Barack Obama decided, when he first announced that he was going to be a nominee for the Democratic Party, there was a little bit of a race issue. I mean, it was sort of, people tried to bring in, make it a racial issue, but it's such a not, like, no one's talking about it. No one's bringing up, has absolutely nothing. I mean, he's going to be our first black president. It's pretty, if you look at our nation's history, it's a pretty important step that we're taking for equality, et cetera. But it's, at the same time, it's ironic that nobody's, it's sort of a non-issue. I mean, no one has played the race card. No one has really brought it up. It's really about the politics. So I think it's really interesting that our country is going in that direction. It's good.
So obviously the next step would be to have a gay president, I guess, Gabe. So when are you going up for the elections?
Well, I don't want to run for... I'll be first lady. I won't be the first gay. First homo.
From what I've heard, you're always first, Gabe.
I am the first homo already.
He has got far too many skeletons in a huge closet to end up being any kind of elected official, believe it.
Oh, the mudslinging...
You're not one to talk, anyway.
Hey, I'm not running for office. My closet can be as full as I like.
Well, boys, thank you very much for taking the time to have a chat to us today. We'll leave you to be, and you can go start getting drunk, because I guess Barack Obama's going to win very, very soon. We've got everything crossed down here in Australia. Thank you very much for taking the time to chat to us.
Hey, best of luck. Great to talk to you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
See ya. There you go. That is Gabrielle King in LA and Jonathan Knight in London. If you'd like to download their podcast, they are an absolute cackfest.
They are. They're quite funny boys.
Yes. Mm. Callinglongdistance.net. I sit in my house by myself laughing hysterically as I listen to them.
Because Ed has nothing better to do.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.